Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second part of a six-part series, which is a series about unpaid carers. The series is called Voices That Care, and in it I will be speaking to people who themselves are unpaid carers and giving you information and advice about what support and help you can get coping with the issues that arise from being an unpaid carer. So I hope you can tune in every Wednesday 11 till 1 for the next few weeks. I've got two interviews today. The first one was with a lady called Angela, who is a carer, an unpaid carer, and the second is with a gentleman called Tony. Both live in the immediate area within a couple of miles from this studio, so as local as you can get. So I'm going to start. It's just to give you a bit of time. I'll ask you now to get a pen and paper because there's so many things that may interest you. So, as I did say to you, this show from 11 till 1 for the next few weeks on Wednesdays is called Voices Who Care, and it's aimed at people particularly, but not exclusively, of an African Caribbean heritage who are unpaid carers. So if you'd like to take part in the show, as what I do the interviews as phone interviews pre-recorded. If anybody's interested, I'll give you the contact details to get in touch afterwards. But what I'm going to be playing now is first about an 8 or 9 minute speech that I've given about explaining what a carer is and the organisations involved. After that, there'll be a 10 minute or so interview of a young lady who is having to look after her father, as well as running a household with three children, a full-time job. She works part-time, her husband works full-time, and really they run off their feet looking after her dad. I just thought they did it, you know, free of charge, and I thought, well, that's taking advantage because you should get paid from someone, because obviously someone's got to, if they weren't looking after that person, somebody else would have to look after them, and it would cost the government money. So I always thought that an unpaid carer was being taken advantage of, in that they were giving their love and care and time to someone free of charge. But I'm glad that I've been proved wrong, because actually unpaid carers, they're not paid by the person they're looking after, but there are benefits available. This is what you can do if you are looking after somebody but not being paid by that person. Carer's allowance is the main financial benefit available for unpaid carers and is provided by the government. The person you care for doesn't have to be related to you and you don't have to live with them. However, they must already get one of the benefits. So when I say they, I'm talking about the person who is being looked after. Now, for you to qualify for any benefits, the person you have to be looking after has to already be getting one of the benefits that I'm going to mention to you now. Personal independence payment, disability living allowance, attendance allowance, pension age disability payment, constant attendance allowance at or above the normal maximum rate with an industrial injuries disablement benefit, constant attendance allowance at the basic full day rate with a war disablement pension, armed forces independent payment, child disability payment, the middle or highest care rate, and adult disability payment, daily living component at the standard or enhanced rate. So I'll repeat this at the end of the show in case you've missed some of that. In addition, you can only qualify for carer's allowance if you are caring for someone over 35 hours a week. So that's like 7 hours a day. You are 16 or older, so a child wouldn't qualify for that. You've got to live in England, Scotland or Wales. You're not in full-time education. So it's not like you can go to school and say, well, the rest of the time I'm a carer. Because if you're in full-time education, if you're studying for more than 21 hours per week, you're not entitled to carer's allowance. And also, you can only qualify for carer's allowance if you earn below £151 a week after tax, national insurance and the expenses. So if you're working part-time, let's just say, what's the minimum wage? Like 14 hours a week or something. So let's imagine you're working 10 hours per week, £14 put out £140. So you would qualify for carer's allowance because you're not earning £151 a week after tax, insurance expenses. Let's say you've got a marvellous job that pays £40 an hour, £400. Well, you're not going to qualify for that benefit because you earn over £151 a week. So whether you get a carer's allowance is dependent on so many different things, and really you'd need to take professional advice. You'd need to speak to one of the organisations that I will mention at the end of this discussion. It's also important to note that carer's allowance counts as income for tax credit and unearned income for universal credit, and may also affect other benefits you claim. So what you need to do really, because this is all very complex, there's a government department that will help you. They'll send you forms. There'll be citizens' advice bureaus. There'll be places that you can go to who are specially for carers' allowances and will help you fill in all the forms. There's a difference between, you know, the government sending your carer around. Oh, Mrs. Smith, you know, here's your carer, and she's going to come around three times a day and give you your pills and give you the wash and cook your dinner. That's one thing. We're talking about people who you know personally and are prepared to help you. And it also says that carer's credit is not money but a national insurance credit which counts towards other benefits like the state pension. Carer's credit is suitable for those over 16 years of age who provide at least 20 hours of care per week and are under state pension age. Really, you need to speak to people who are specialists in this support group. And there's places such as Carers UK, Carers First, and Carers Trust who will be able to help you. I'm sure you can take the forms into them and they will help you fill them in.